Well, I don't have any specific amendments, so I might only comment in general that we have a big problem here, and it's been coming for years. We've been talking about it for years, and that's we don't have the revenues, obviously, to meet what they'd like to spend here. And, you know, 28 states have budget surpluses. We don't. And we're struggling with deficits. We're struggling with how we do this. So I think the amendments you're going to see are to try to point out some of the things that are not consistent with the state that's in the shape we're in.
I understand there's an amendment not to use the pension savings for that. What's wrong with using, this is not pension contribution money. Right. It's argued that this is the savings from the reforms from a few years ago.
Well, actually, this is above and beyond that. This is to say if we're going to be in a funded status, if we're going to attain an 80% funded status in time, then that was the path we needed to do. So within 2 years, we were already saying, well, maybe we're not going to do this. If you look at the cost, not in 10 years, but in 12 to 15, it's going to cost us billions of dollars by not doing hundreds of millions today. So it's a pay me now or pay me later. And you have to understand that the assumptions here are that we earn much better than we have in the last 10 years, that future legislators will fund appropriately. And as we see within a year, when we stop doing it, it's a suspect.
You'd also like to see some of these tax increases repealed, I would assume.
Well, certainly. If you look at it, the idea is the more money we can put in consumers' pockets, the better it is for everybody because they will spend. What drives our economy in this nation and in this state is consumer spending. And when they don't have it to spend, when they're getting squeezed because their expenses are up but their income is not, then tax relief is the best thing, I think, to stimulate this economy.
Realistically, what are the chances that any of these amendments will pass tomorrow?
Well, for 9 years, we talked about reducing the estate tax, and many people said, why are you doing this? This will never happen. Isn't it interesting that the story just this year changed, the story that we lose people, that there's migration, showed up in the fiscal notes, and it showed up in the majority party's argument of why we should do this. So will it happen tomorrow? No. But will it come back someday with an idea with the majority party supporting it? Possibly.
Possibly the estate tax issue came up because it's an election year?
Absolutely. However these things happen, we will take small victories, we'll take any victory that says let's recognize that the way we've approached things in the past has not worked.
Delegate Andrew Serafino.